As is often the case, it was a late night last night on Beacon Hill with lawmakers pushing right up against the deadline. On the docket was the annual state budget and a rewrite of the voter-approved law that legalized marijuana sales. We're joined this morning by WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. He's been keeping tabs on the House and Senate for us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
So tomorrow is the start of the new fiscal year for the state. So did lawmakers reach their deadline and get the budget ready?
Nope. The House and Senate, they've been meeting in secret for weeks now to figure out how to split up around $40 billion in state spending. The practical deadline for getting the budget bill to the governor's desk so it can become law, that came and went about 2 weeks ago. So now lawmakers are struggling to get their work done just before the end of the month and kind of the formal start of the fiscal year.
What's the delay?
Well, basically, the state isn't taking in the tax revenue it was expected to, and that's screwing up projections for how much they'll get to spend next year. So it's likely that that number will be significantly under that $40 billion mark, and that means that lawmakers now, at the 11th hour, are making tough choices about cutting funds that they expected to be able to provide.
So now that this deadline's been blown, what happens next?
Well, there's a chance they could get it done today, Friday, which means they might meet on, Saturday, which lawmakers very, very rarely do. Now, failing that, they might push it into next week because of that Tuesday 4th. That means that they really wouldn't be able to do anything until Wednesday.
All right, so no budget, but there's been other big legislation out there that we've been talking about. What's going on with marijuana law?
Stop me if you've heard this one before, but that one's not really done either just yet.
And we have a clip of Senate President Stan Rosenberg and House Speaker Robert DeLeo from earlier in the week when they were confident that they would finish the work by today.
Working diligently.
I'm hopeful.
Friday is the 30th, isn't it?
Because Friday is the end of the month, and that's our goal, to get those done.
Lawmakers gave themselves this June 30th deadline to finish the marijuana bill. So does that mean there'll be further delays before sales start? Is this a domino effect?
Yeah, it looks like it could be. It's increasingly apparent that marijuana sales may not start on that July 1st, 2018 date that we have in mind right now. Again, you know, the House and Senate, they're very different chambers, and they just can't really see eye to eye what to do on this, on the marijuana question. The big disagreement over here is how cities and towns would be able to ban pot shops from operating. The Senate wants to keep the current law that says that you need a town-wide ballot to vote on it, to ban it. The House prefers letting city and town officials make that call, so that's city councils and town meeting, the legislative branch of how these 351 different municipalities are set up.
So those are pretty big differences. Do they agree on anything? What about the tax on marijuana? I know the chambers had different ideas about that too. We reported on that this week.
The tax rate may actually end up being one of the least of their disagreements. Going into this, the House wanted a high tax, 28%. The Senate wanted to keep it low where it is under the current law. That was 12%. There are indications from some people in the negotiations that they'll meet in the middle somewhere, say an 18 or 22% tax at the end of the day.
Well, what happens if the legislature fails to compromise? They've already delayed the start of recreational marijuana sales by 6 months.
Yeah, they passed that delay a little while ago just to buy themselves more time for this very process. And so now that window is closing as they blow the deadline. What might happen is what the Yes on 4 coalition wants. Now, they're the group behind the ballot question that succeeded last November. They want to implement the current law. They say that it's good enough, it doesn't need to be fixed, and that in order to get sales going, we have to start what's called the Cannabis Control Commission. That's the panel that's going to regulate and govern and control marijuana sales, everything from cultivators to retailers and just other kinds of sellers. They need to get that office up and running if they're going to vet the cultivators and get retail licenses issued. And that's really the main thing that has to happen if we're going to get that next summer opening for the retail shops. But again, the way things are going, the process could stall, and we're looking at the fall or even winter or early 2019 for when you will actually have easier access to recreational marijuana.
A waiting game on many fronts. That's WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Mike, thanks so much for that late night and this early morning, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, I might be here tomorrow too.
Oh, well, we'll be thinking of you.
Thanks.